Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Money Watch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It's Tuesday, September 6th, and we, meaning Mark and I, are here to help you make better financial decisions. Both of us are certified financial planners, and that means we take a big picture look at your financial situation. Even if you call us with a specific question, we're going to bug you with lots of other questions. Sorry, that's just the way it's going to be. Today, we're going to talk to somebody who's going through a rough time. It's Daniel, who joins us from Florida. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm great. What can we do for you, sir?
I wanted to get your take. I'm filing for divorce in the next week or so. My spouse and I have been separated for about a year and a half. And we decided that, things aren't going to work out. So we decided to finalize the marriage. Mm-hmm. And we have a home that it's she's currently living in. I'm the one that left the house. But we're trying to see what we do with the house. And she asked me to see if I wanted to keep the house and then just buy her out and give her half of the equity. And I think I'm going to go with that, but I'm a little hesitant because of the high real estate prices, if it's a good move or not.
Right. And also that if you're going to buy her out, we got to figure out whether you can pay cash to buy her out or whether you have to refinance, right?
I would have to refinance.
Okay. Tell us, how much is the house worth?
It's probably going to be around 370 to 380, I would think right now.
Okay. And how much of a mortgage remains on it?
92,000.
What's the interest rate on the 92,000?
2.5.
Daniel, how old are you?
I'm 33.
And your son is 4. Just one kid?
Just one, yes.
Okay. So here's a big question. What would you do? What do you plan on doing after you get divorced? Where would you live?
If I don't keep the house, I would. I have a very good friend of mine that we may rent something for the short term and possibly put, I guess, the proceeds that we get from the house somewhere in cash, I would think. Mm-hmm. And then, probably buy something within the next 5 years or so, at some point, but I think in the short term, it will be to rent something.
Okay. So let's back up even more. So how much do you earn right now, Daniel?
I earn between 85 and 90.
And how about her? How much does she earn, the soon to be ex?
She earns about 65 to 70.
You will have joint custody of your child?
We do. Yes.
Would you live in the same area? Is the idea that you have to both kind of be in the same place, right?
Well, so yes, I mean, I think we have to be within the same area in the same city. I mean, the reason why she wants me to keep the house is because she works very close to where the house is, and she works in the healthcare sector. So she works in a hospital that sometimes she's on call. For her to pick up our son or drop him off in the school is a little bit difficult for her. And so she wants me to try to stay as close as possible so she can, the days that she's with him, she can drop him off at my house. Mm-hmm. And then I could take him either to school or to daycare. We have to stay within the same area, the Orlando area, but I don't have to stay within, 5 miles or 10 miles.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's the problem is you've got like so much equity in this house, which is great. The reason why it's going to be hard to do the refi is that you'd have to refi for a 30-year, right? Because we need to stretch your payments out. And so if you were to refi, would she rent from you then?
If I were to refi, she would move out.
Oh, she would.
Right. She would move out and then I would stay in the house.
Yeah. But you don't really care so much. She was the one I thought who wants to stay in the house.
No, she wants me. She
wants you to
really
have
care.
The house just because it's near her work.
Exactly. Yes. I got you. And then she'll find something close to her work as well. So that way we'll live
I got
close
you. Okay. Have you guys already agreed to a like the money part of this except for the house?
We don't have it in writing just yet. We're still working on it. I mean, we came to verbal agreements, and I think I don't think she's gonna change her mind. We're just gonna pretty much split everything in the middle.
Okay, how much do you have in retirement right now, Daniel?
Both of us, or just me?
Just you.
I have about 115,000.
115. Okay, and what is her retirement?
She has about 60,000.
And what about other assets? Like, do you have bank accounts together?
We do. We have a bank account where we have an emergency fund. We have about $21,000 there. And we have some other accounts that we have money for our parents. But what we agreed that, each of those accounts we're just going to keep, I guess, for each parent.
Okay. So, and no IRAs or old retirement accounts floating around?
Well, yes. I mean, included in those retirement accounts, I included the IRA balances.
Okay, got it. Okay. So just so we're clear, when you divorce, you know, usually what would happen is we would look at the retirement assets and it would be like you would may have to like true up the number, right? So you'd say, okay, well, together we have 175,000 in retirement assets and that you might send her some of your retirement assets or you would pay her a little bit more cash out of the house and from the equity, right?
Right.
So I don't think keeping the house is a great idea. There's a lot of reasons why, but mostly because I don't know what direction your life is going to take or hers. And I think you've got a ton of equity in this house. You've done incredibly well. You've got this pot of money, $140,000 for each of you is a very big deal to have available right this minute. And it can go a long way to kind of see what happens over the next few years.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
If you were going to have to buy her out, remember, you would have the current mortgage balance of 92. Then we'd have to get 140 from that. So, you know, it's like a lot of money that you're paying in a mortgage, a fixed mortgage at 6%, when we don't even know if you want to really, like, who knows what you want to do in the next group of years. So I think the simplest and clearest way to divide the assets would be twofold. One is sell the house and then you get 140 grand each, right? The question is you have to ask her, you know, presumably if you owe her a little money, right? Because usually, I don't know if Florida's a, you know, the way that they do their divorce law. But normally what would happen is you'd say between the two of us, we have, $175,000 in retirement assets, which would mean that for her, she would get like $27,000 or $28,000 of retirement from your retirement to her retirement. That's called a quadro, a qualified domestic relations order. And you would send it to her. But you could also say to her, would you prefer to just have extra cash on hand? And in that case, it would be like, you would say to her, okay, whatever the equity is from the house, I'll give you extra. You'll instead of each getting 140,000, you know, maybe I'll take 115 and you get the rest. So you have to find out from her whether she'd rather receive a retirement asset or cash or extra cash. But that's it. That's how I would do it. And I wouldn't mess around and I would rent, even though it sucks and you're used to being a homeowner.
The problem I have there with the rentals is that the rent prices as well in Orlando, they used to be affordable and now they're incredibly expensive to the point that I think in order for me to keep my savings rate and to pay at a 2-bedroom apartment, I would have to either dip in, I guess, from the money from the house proceeds, or I would have to save less for retirement in like once I start renting.
All right. Like, that doesn't seem like the worst thing in the world to me.
I did run the numbers, and I think if I were to keep the house and buy her out, I think the mortgage would be about around $1,700.
What did you run it at? Did you run a $235,000 mortgage for 30 years at 6?
I run it like a 5.5.
And it's $1,700 a month? Is that what it comes to?
Yeah, like, yeah, $1,600, $1,700.
Okay.
No, actually, no. Well, sorry. No, it came to way less. It came to like $1,300, but... of course, with taxes and the HOA, it does come to, so all the house expenses will be like $1,800.
And what do you think what would it cost to rent?
About 20, right now, about $2,200, $2,300.
Is it a big house?
It's much bigger than I would get if I were to rent an apartment, yes.
Would you bring someone in and rent out a room?
Yes, actually, I do have a friend of mine that has agreed to come live with me if that was the case.
Would he provide childcare for your son when you're working? I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
Well, now I see your point. I see that. I mean, look, it's a cleaner break if you – here's the problem. You know, you meet somebody in 2 years and then you're like, I don't want this goddamn house, and the market's soft, right? So then you're stuck there. So here's the question I have for you. I'm going to turn it around. Now that you tell me the numbers and you lay it out, the real question I have to you is, do you feel comfortable spending five or six grand a year on rent for flexibility? That's really the issue. And you'll have the cash to do it, right? Because even if, you know, if you had 140 or 115, whatever it is, that like if you ended up saying, I'm going to spend 15 or 20 grand extra just because I want flexibility and I don't know where my life is going to be and I don't know whether, if that's something that's important to you, you can choose that. And if you would much prefer to like, no, you know what? My kids is going to have enough turbulence. I want to keep the house. I'll make this work. Then I'm okay. Then it's fine. And you have to make a decision about what kind of mortgage you want. Because if you feel like, you know, maybe this is a house I would keep for 5 years, but not for 30 years, maybe we would do a different kind of mortgage. But if you can really swing it and the numbers work and you'd prefer to stay in the house, then fine. That's fine. There's no problem with that.
Okay. And I guess an additional question to that, like a friend of mine that I've been talking to him, he mentioned that he suggested that to think about an ARM instead of a 30-year fix.
Yeah, it is worth thinking about. And I certainly would be interested in understanding the differential. Here's the deal with an adjustable rate. What you could do is you could say for 7 years, within the next 7 years, I'm either going to sell this house, I'm going to refinance this house, but I'm not going to just hang on for dear life. And you can drive down the cost of carrying it. But, you know, you put a gun to your head with that scenario because it forces you to make sure you can refinance within 7 years. And I don't know if you will be able to. I'm going to say maybe you will. But, you know, rates are going to go up before they go down. And that may mean that you're refinancing at the exact same place where you were. And there's a cost to doing that. Or you say, in 7 years, there's no way I'm staying in this house. And then you'd sell it. But there's risk in the ARM. It drives the price down today, but it forces a decision within whatever time frame you're choosing. So what you should do is check it out, see what's available. And maybe if you have this house for 7 or 10 years, it's like, oh, this is not a house I want to have in the future. Fine. But I think now that you lay it out for me, I'm okay. I would always spend money for freedom. Just in terms of flexibility, that's what I mean, not freedom from your marriage. So that is an absolute rational choice. You just have to decide which of those scenarios feels better for you. But neither is going to be a problem. How much money are you putting into your retirement plan right now?
I'm maxing out my IRA, so $6,000 a year. And then in my 401k, I'm putting 9% of my salary.
You said 9?
Correct.
Oh, that's good.
And then we have a 4% match from my employer.
Do you have a 529 plan for this kid, or are you just not yet?
We do actually. Yeah, we started it just a few months after he was born, and we're putting $100 every 2 weeks.
I mean, what you could do is you can pull back on the 529 right now, and you know, kind of make sure everything, your cash flow is okay once you do the house. And if you still have cash flow, then keep doing it. That's fine. And listen, part of a divorce is that you're going to have to carry insurance on one another. Besides splitting the assets, is there any sort of money that you're going to have to provide for child support for your son because she makes less than you?
No, I think we agreed that we're going to just split everything evenly.
Okay. If that changes, if there is a chance for you to say, let me just give you some money up front and not have child support, I would rather you do that. Okay. I would rather it just be a clean break, especially because this is, you know, we want to make it as easy as possible for you guys and not to have, I find that when you have child support or even alimony, there is like this strange attachment that still exists and it's a financial one. Whereas if you just make the clean break financially, you can do your co-parenting and everything's cool. And make sure you detail out all these things. I'm sure you have someone who's documenting this, but no. I mean, verbally agreeing to it is great. Written documentation sometimes causes some people consternation. So just make sure that you feel like you're represented in all of this, okay?
Yes, no, we're in amicable terms, and we just hire a lawyer to be a mediator between the both of us. So
that's great.
Hopefully, yeah, everything goes smooth.
All right, Daniel. Go out there and shop around. Let us know if you have a question about the mortgage, okay?
Okay, sounds good. No, thank you very much for your help.
All right. Oh my gosh, this is divorce planning 101, man. It is tough. He's so calm, right, Mark?
Sounds very amicable.
Very amicable. I wish I had one of those kinds of divorces. Never have. Just never have. Okay. I like to, you know, just leave the relationship quickly and efficiently. So I usually end up paying, but it's never amicable. All right. If you have a financial question, if you have a question about how to divvy up assets, if you are making just a huge transition in your life, give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com. Click the contact us button. Let us know what's going on. Mark will get you on the air if you check that box. But most importantly, we've got lots of other stuff that's on the website. We've got a free weekly newsletter. You have links to follow this podcast, I on Money, as well as our sister broadcast, which is called Jill on Money. Everything there lives on the website. It's great. Mark Tolercio is the co-host and executive producer. We're distributed by Paramount Global, and we drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. If you wouldn't mind, leave us a rating and review on Apple. And of course, try to lift someone up today. It will make that person feel better. It will make you feel better. Curiosity, compassion, community. We'll check in with you on Thursday.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.